Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here on the radio waves about whatever happens to be on your mind at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features waiting for you there. With you in studio, Ian,
Derek J.
And Mark.
And we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, a high school photographer who actually worked with the school yearbook, apparently, the school newspaper, is now possibly facing suspension and a federal investigation for posting his school photos online. We'll tell you more about that from photographyisnotacrime.com. But first, Dan is with us in Virginia. Now, what you were telling us a moment ago, Dan, for listeners just tuning in, you were saying that the officials from FIFA, which is the soccer club, basically, here in the United States, that they have been arrested. I guess they're a worldwide organization. They've been arrested in the U.S., though. Is that right? For ostensibly taking bribes?
We have Dan. But the reason the...
they're in Switzerland. Okay, but they were arrested in the U.S.?
No. The reason that the U.S. officials were interested in them is because they believe a lot of the deals went down in the U.S. with, companies in the U.S., marketers, things like that. But, you know, my question is, I find myself being very happy that these scumbags, you know, finally got what was coming to them, because I'm a big fan of soccer. But is that wrong? I mean, it was a voluntary organization. And
yeah, I don't see it. I mean, unless it's against the rules of the organization, then I would say that it's...
It definitely was. They claimed
it is.
That
shouldn't be a crime, though. Right?
Exactly. Is it something that the U.S. officials should get involved with? And
no.
I find myself leaning towards no, yeah.
No, it's an internal investigation that needs to be done within FIFA or
They tried that, and the guy who came over was a lawyer from the United States who went over there to, at their request, obviously, and paid by them, which is, you know, always kind of funny, like the police investigating themselves. But he quit because he said that they wouldn't publish the report. They made him edit certain things out that they didn't want in it, and so he just quit. And so they tried that, and it's just
struggling. The other thing that people can do is market pressure. I mean, if the fans of FIFA agree that these guys are scumbags,
there is no competition to FIFA. There's none whatsoever.
There's still the fact that you don't have to buy their tickets, right? Like, fans can still say, "Well, I'd rather spend my money on a video game or some other sport rather than go to these games and support these corrupt officials."
Yeah, this is I think this is a really interesting case, and I looked at this today. I didn't bring it in because I knew that Ian would be kind of rigid about talking about sports generally. But, yeah, I mean, this is an organization that has basically become a monopoly, a functional market monopoly. And I'm not talking about a real monopoly. There's certainly other soccer organizations out there, but it's a functional one. It is the big boy on the block by a long, long shot. And nothing's going to change that. Like, if it came out, if a news agency came out and said that this Swiss guy that the top of this organization.
Step ladder.
Okay. Yeah. So this fella.
Step ladder.
Step.
This guy is corrupt as the day is long. I mean, if the biggest newspaper in the world, Der Spiegel, whatever it is, comes out and says that, this guy's corrupt, it wouldn't change anything. People would still go to these soccer matches.
Exactly.
They would still love them. They would still be excited about them. Market pressure, really, all they're going to do is sort of slowly erode the FIFA base, and then at some point some organization's going to come.
Well,
but I think that's the best thing that we can ask for.
If the fans don't care enough about this, then nothing's going to change. Right.
And the corruption that was going on in FIFA wasn't so awful that FIFA wasn't providing good service to its end clients.
Of course, the value was still there for the fans, but the point that, this is a world sport that is in all kinds of countries around the world, the poorest of the poor countries.
Yeah.
And they're the fans that, you know, aren't directly exploited, but they are exploited.
I'm not making excuses for it. I feel the same way that you do. Is this to me feels like I did when I when the Boston bomber got the death penalty recently. I'm like, great. You know, I'm like delighted the government got these people. I'm not on
you
the
don't
side.
Even know if he did it.
Who?
The Boston bomber.
And from all the other evidence points.
You looked at the evidence?
What evidence?
I have looked at the evidence.
I heard they don't even have evidence he put a bag down.
That's true. They don't have evidence. But he went there with his brother, who they have evidence that he did it, and he drove his brother away, and they have evidence that that happened, and he ran over his brother trying to get away. So they've got some evidence. It's not like this guy is innocent. Do you want to talk about the Boston bomber, or do you want to talk about FIFA?
I don't really care, Mark. We've got a caller on the line who called about FIFA. And as far as not talking about sports, I'd like to point out I have no problem talking about issues surrounding,
philosophical question, though.
Steroids or corruption. When I say I don't want to talk about sports, I don't want to talk about who won the game last night and how many passes Johnny Bravo has or whoever the hell these sports players are. I don't care about that crap.
Insert Monopoly organization and go.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, and I think that really, what happened is what happened.
I want to share with you, caller, a wonderful book that changed my view on this and many other things. It's called Defending the Undefendable by Walter Block, and he does a chapter on bribe-taking. He doesn't call it, the bribe-taker. He calls it the corrupt cop. But in the context of a cop who takes bribes, you can see when it would be moral to do so.
Okay. Explain.
Can you give me an example of that? I know you probably haven't read it in a while.
But. Yeah. The one that comes to mind is a drug dealer and a cop. If a drug dealer bribes a cop to look the other way,
there's no victim in that case.
Yeah, so he keeps his business around. It's not so bad that the cop would accept a bribe and keep peace.
So thank you, Dan, for bringing the story to the forefront. I appreciate it. The toll-free number tonight, 855-453. So, yeah, I think we all are in agreement. The federal government or whichever government, has no business in this private contractual issue. I mean, if these guys are supposed to be fair in how they decide which location is going to host this particular game, the World Cup, then they're supposed to follow their own private rules, and if they're not following those private rules, then there should be some sort of private consequence for that, whether it's they lose their job or they get a pay doc or whatever it is that the consequences are. But if the consequences...
this organization was corrupt from top to bottom.
It has to be understood that there's going to be some kind of kickback for these people up at the top. They know what's going on. It's not like, they're only sorry they got caught. The next guy's going to be a little more careful when he's collecting his kickback.
And how much outrage is there really? I mean, of the fans to this sport, how many of them are really, what percentage of them is outraged about this enough to where they're willing to not watch the sport anymore?
Not watch? Not very much.
Yeah.
No.
Not go to the games? What's the percentage there? I don't know. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can share them with us. 855-453. Speaking of games... that's some of the 4,000 photos likely that was taken by Texas teen Anthony Mazur. The story from photographyisnotacrime.com, high school is meant to be a time of self-discovery, a time when an individual can explore interests and develop them into lifelong skill sets. Texas teen Anthony Mazur, however, has found himself in the midst of a legal battle with his school administration simply for following his passion, photography. Amassing a portfolio of 4,000 photographs through his work with the student newspaper, Mazur began posting his work.
Student newspaper, okay, go ahead.
On a Flickr account, and even managed to sell a few portraits to his subject's parents.
Awesome.
But now the Flower Mound High School sophomore is being threatened
the
with
what?
Suspension.
Mound?
Flower Mound.
What is that?
That is likely the area.
A mound of flowers.
Okay.
I imagine that is an area of Texas.
So it's capitalized. Gotcha.
Flower Mound High School, yes. Is being threatened with suspension for posting and selling his pictures online.
According
to Fox 4 News, after catching wind of his entrepreneurial enterprise, school administrators pulled Mazur out of class and demanded that he remove all pictures from the site or risk in-school suspension and a ban from all extracurricular activities.
He's selling pictures. The pictures he took for the school newspaper, he's selling them to people and making money.
Mazur said, he's like, I'm asking you to take the website down. I'm not asking you to return the money you made. I won't report you to the IRS for not paying taxes.
Oh, you don't have to pay taxes unless you make $14,000 a year. Who is this guy giving tax advice?
He's making threats.
I think it's one of the administrators. We'll actually get the full story.
He didn't make $14,000.
We'll get the full story from the student here in moments. 855-453 is our toll-free number. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm as we continue with Free Talk Live coming up.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here. Username's lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian, Derek J.
And Mark.
And ExpressCoin is where you can go to get Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they're a licensed money services business. They are the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies. Go and start off at ExpressCoin.com. You can get them with a money order or check, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, at ExpressCoin.com. Plus, they have a smartphone app that you can download or just use their website. With coupon code FTL, you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. Go try it out. ExpressCoin.com. I've used it. It works well.
And you don't need to have a bank account to use it.
No, you do not.
So you can do it with a money order,
correct,
from what I understand.
Which you could acquire at Walmart or the post office.
Yeah.
I recommend going to Walmart for it. A lot of Walmarts will actually do them for free. Not all of them. There's the one here is like 50 cents, but in Florida they would do money orders for free, which is awesome. So that's one way you can again help yourself. Again, go to ExpressCoin.com. As we continue with the story from PhotographyIsNotACrime.com, coming out of Flower Mound High School in Texas, where a young man who is a sophomore at the school, Anthony Mazur, is now in the midst of a legal battle with the school administrators. He was forced into signing an administrative directive with his parents.
Sounds great.
And had to remove his entire portfolio of 4,000 photographs from the internet. So they actually did successfully force this young man through threats of suspension and a federal investigation to pull down the work. I don't know how many hours of work 4,000 photos is, but
a whole bunch of it.
It's quite a bit to pull down his what is essentially his life's work.
I wish he said no.
I wish he did too. It's really sad.
There's nothing they could have done. It seems like this is, if they're calling it an administrative directive, they're already making things up. This is totally made up. This is do something because I'm the principal and I'm bigger than you,
pretty much. Mazur, whose Flickr account now only displays one image, stated the following on his page, quote, "My name is Anthony Mazur, and I'm a sophomore at Flower Mound High School. At the start of the school year, I joined a yearbook class and quickly fell in love with photography."
That's a perfect way that government schools steal passion.
Yeah, they crush it out.
You can't create passion. I have never heard of a school creating passion. Mm. It's private or government or whatever, but you can sure crush passion.
So, well, he found his passion, and then it was crushed.
Yeah.
All in one fell swoop. "I'd go to every game I could," he says. He actually says he particularly fell in love with sports photography. "I'd go to every game I could and learn as much as possible. I never knew that one day it might launch a future career into photojournalism and content creation. My yearbook class asked me to take a trip down to San Antonio, where the Texas Association of Journalism Educators held a conference, inviting schools from all over Texas to listen to speakers, experts, and professionals give advice during classes and seminars about journalism, photography, and design. For the $100 I was asked to pay to go on the trip, I think it was well worth it. In one of the classes I took at the conference, the speakers, a journalism teacher from Argyle and her student, now working as an intern for the Dallas Morning News, told us the student began selling his work to media outlets and organizations and telling us how the photographers own the work that we shoot." So he went to a school-approved trip.
Yes, where
to
they told him.
Journalism education class.
Yeah.
Where they encouraged him, hey, you own those pictures.
You should do this.
You can make a little bit of money off of this. "At the end of the class, I approached the teacher confused and asked that because I was using a school camera and using a school press pass, do I still own my pictures? She replied that I did. From that day on, that student and teacher from Argyle inspired me. I was filled with joy. I realized fully that this may be something I wanted to do for the rest of my life. It was my passion. So I started selling my pictures to parents, tried licensing them to news organizations, and get internships to learn as much as possible. It felt great to receive such amazing support from parents, players, and friends. I believed I had found my place. One day, that all changed. I was sitting in chemistry class when a blue office slip was delivered to me. A principal wanted to see me.
A blue slip.
They were pink when I was in school.
Any color is bad. You don't want a colored slip.
When I entered my principal's office, he asked me to close the door.
Close the door, son.
And on his computer screen was my Flickr website, where I posted all my pictures.
That sounds
so creepy. He told me I had to take it down, that I didn't own my pictures, that what I was doing was illegal.
Why? What was he so mad about? I mean, what is this really about? Is he concerned parents are going to get on his back about, oh, my daughter showed up in this kid's picture? And
she was
on
at
the
a public sporting event.
Yeah, but I don't want it on the internet, and now this is your fault, and I want your job.
He said, tried to explain himself. I told him about the trip to Argyle, about federal copyright law, which states whoever takes the picture owns the picture and can sell it.
Federal copyright law means nothing in this office, son.
Yeah. He didn't listen. Instead, he threw stacks of papers in front of me and threatened me with in-school suspension, banning me from school activities, games, and from school camera equipment.
Whoa.
In addition, he gave me a concealed threat about asking for any money that I made off the site be returned to the school. He also made reference to reporting me to the IRS. Alone in a room facing him, with him threatening me like this, I've never felt so coerced before. Well, guess what? There's going to be a whole lifetime in front of you where you'll be coerced by all kinds of government agents. This is kind of what government school really is about. It's about preparing you for being threatened for the rest of your life by various different government agencies.
And it strikes me as odd that the principal would even remark about returning money to the school. I mean, what, John Hard Times guy?
Oh, yeah. They are on hard times, absolutely.
You want this kid's 40 bucks or whatever?
Yeah, he can't be making much.
Pictures.
Jeez.
In a later meeting with my parents, we were forced to sign an administrative directive agreeing to take my website down as to not have an in-school suspension appear on my record. Oh, my goodness.
The now, look, permanent record.
I don't know anything about going to college. I went to a community college. Do they really care about an in-school suspension? I mean, really, Derche, you went to college. Do you know?
No, they never asked me. I don't think if I brought it up or if I lied about it, I don't think they would have inquired.
They would have at some point pulled your record, right? Isn't that the idea that they'll look at your record and see?
I guess so. Who looks? I mean, who's looking at these things?
I would love to know. Has anyone's permanent record ever come back on them?
Because I've never seen it.
I think this is the most empty threat, the most successful empty threat that has ever been perpetrated on Americans. I don't know what it's like in other countries either. Have they managed to dupe their kids into believing y'all permanent record?
It's just so sad. I mean, it's just so sad to see people get pushed around like this. And, you know, you have to expect it from somebody in high school. They are
obedient. I want to know if some cop has pulled somebody over. Looks like you were chewing bubble gum in study hall.
But it's really sad. It's unfortunate. Because I could see myself, if I was in his role, I wouldn't give it a damn about your in-school suspension.
You would have.
Oh, no. Don't send me to in-school suspension. I've never been there before. I mean, what's the big deal? So you have to sit in a room for a little while, and, you know, they let you out eventually. I went to Saturday school once.
You seem to like that.
Not really.
Was it like Breakfast Club?
But I'm not going to get pushed around and delete my entire life's work from the internet. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. But you can't blame this kid. I mean, he went to a dozen years of government indoctrination. They teach you to be obedient and scared. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. Loan subject to lender approval.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here and share your thoughts on the case of the photographer, high school photographer, taking thousands of photos, put them up on his Flickr on the internet, and also contacted parents of students that he had photographed, like at the football game or basketball game or whatever. Said, hey, would you like this portrait of your son or daughter doing X, Y, Z? And the parents would say, yeah, it's a great idea. Here you go, kid. And give him $10 or whatever he was charging.
Who knows?
And then he, made a little bit of money on the side from doing something that he had fallen in love with. He discovered his passion for photography by taking a journalism class, a yearbook class, basically, with the school. And now that very same school that had spurned this within him has done its best to crush it, to snuff it out, to snuff that flame of passion
Not
out.
Not the whole school, just one guy.
Well, obviously he had other people behind him on this. There were several people
involved. How do you know?
If you've ever been in the administrative office, you know it was likely other people. Somebody delivered the note to him in class, and then, he went and met with the principal.
Did you hear that, student? You know, the one who's taking all the pictures. He's got a website, and he's selling those pictures. I mean, what do you think? It was some, snitch secretary?
Maybe.
It sounds to me like it was one guy, this power-hungry, authoritarian, what's he, a superintendent, a principal?
He's a principal, but was he really snooping around on all the kids' Flickr account?
Somebody
told
maybe.
Him. Somebody snitched
He's
him out.
He's a creeper. What's he care that this kid is posting pictures? Why does he care so much?
That's a great question. It's outrageous what they've done here because they've basically crushed his entrepreneurial spirit. I mean, essentially, you know, oh yeah, we want you to be in love with photography. It's great that you're taking pictures for our school newspaper, but if you want to make any money off of your talents, whoa, that's not what the world's about, kid.
Well, these people hate entrepreneurialism. I mean, you know, they're government
right.
bureaucrats.
It's sick. Now, actually, there's a little bit more here from photographyisnotacrime.com, and they at the very bottom of the story here link to Anthony Mazur's Twitter feed, and on his Twitter feed, it actually gives a link to this administrative directive. So I've got the full administrative directive here so we can read exactly the threats that were leveled at he and his family. We'll do that here in a moment. But continuing the story from photographyisnotacrime.com, according to reports, administrators claim that because the equipment Mazur used belonged to the school, the photographs belonged to it as well.
Nope.
And he had no right to sell or post any of them. The school went on to claim that Mazur's work violated students' privacy by posting their image. Okay, so two false claims here. One, we've already addressed this privacy claims, ridiculous claim that you violated students' privacy by taking pictures of them at public games where anyone can come with a video camera or still camera and take pictures of kids, whether they're their kids or someone else's kids.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. But further, the only way the photos would belong to the school in return for him using those cameras is if he was under contract.
Now, or if he was a baboon.
What does that mean?
You don't remember the story of the macaque that took a picture with the photographer's camera?
Okay.
And
Then
Wikipedia was arguing with the guy who owned the camera that since the picture was taken by the macaque, that he didn't own it, the macaque owned it.
And didn't the court decide that the
macaque
owned
did not,
the pictures?
No, the macaque did not own the pictures. Macaques cannot own pictures. So the only
who owned it? Was it public property?
Nope. The photographer did because he owned the camera.
Oh, bitch, that's terrible.
Well, it's only look, the macaque doesn't care anything about your picture.
Well, right, but if the owner didn't, anyway, what I was going to say here though is that if you're, for instance, if you're in radio, that's our business, and you're employed by a mega corporation or whatever, they're going to have you sign a contract that says, you Free Talk Live guys, whenever you do a show, you're doing a show for iHeartMedia or whoever it is that owns the
this
show.
This is what happened to Letterman with before he created Worldwide Pants.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, this was a huge deal with Letterman and
he wasn't under contract or
owned the intellectual property under.
It's almost always the corporation. Basically, they do say while you are working for us, while we are paying your paycheck, if you go out on a job that we assign you to go out on, those pictures are owned by mega corporation.
Yeah.
Right. But in the case of the school, I highly doubt he signed an agreement when he went into the journalism class saying that he would, you know, relinquish control, intellectual property rights over all the photos he took. Highly doubt.
I agree, yes. Yeah.
So given that he did not likely sign that paperwork, they are totally BSing him in this case.
Yes, they will do that.
Mazur's family is currently awaiting the response from its appeal to the superintendent of the Louisville Independent School District. The family's first appeal to the principals of Flower Mound High School was denied, according to Petapixel News. The district's board policy manual states, quote, "A student shall retain all rights to work created as part of the instruction or using district technology resources."
They're just dead in the wrong here.
But yet the principals of the school denied. So what will they say at the superintendent level? I guess that remains to be seen. Now, the school district must prove there is a reasonable expectation of privacy within the school when surveillance cameras are already monitoring the hallways of most schools as we photograph and as well. I don't understand this sentence here. Monitoring the hallways of most schools as we photographs and videos being taken
as well
regularly.
As photographs and videos?
I guess so. Being taken regularly by students with their own cameras. It also begs the question that since Flower Mound is part of a public school district, how much legal privacy can a student enrolled in such an institution expect? We understand. Well, we know that at least in the local school district here in the Monadnock Regional, every parent signs a statement, and the student, I presume, also at the very least, the parents sign a statement, basically saying you can record our student and photograph our student for any purpose—television, radio, newsprint.
Well, that's
and web.
Yeah, they sign it now, but they'll change that once you guys show them up on that legally. Yeah.
We understand students have an expectation of privacy inside bathrooms and locker rooms, but that doesn't seem to apply to hallways and athletic fields. Despite all the commotion surrounding him, Mazur remains firm in his resolve, buying a personal camera and soldering on in the continued pursuit of a passion. He has received a great deal of support from the online photography community, inspiring...
Yeah, I bet some people sent him a camera, honestly.
That could be, or send him some money, inspiring the Pound I Am Anthony Solidarity Campaign. So that's a trending tag on Twitter there. Mazur is a talented photographer, as you can see through his photos on his Twitter feed, which evidently has not been ordered into shutdown by his school principal. And that is the end of the story from photographyisnotacrime.com. So on his Twitter feed, Mazur links to the administrative directive. This is what he and his parents were ostensibly forced to sign under certain threats. There's a non-compliance provision here. If he does not sign this,
okay,
this is what will happen. I'll share that with you coming up. But first, Sean is in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live, Sean.
Who are the hosts tonight?
Ian, Derek, and Mark.
I was calling, in regards to Chris Cantwell being taken off the air from you guys. Mm-hmm. And, yep. I've been listening to your guys' show for probably about 6 months now. I'm an amplifier, and I really enjoy it. I think you guys put out some great information.
Great, thank you.
But I'm a firm supporter of that. I mean, I agree what he did was ignorant at the moment, but he puts out so much good stuff, and him working with you guys just work so well together that I just hate to see you guys lose that aspect of your show.
Yeah, me too.
I try to listen to your show as often as possible, but I never miss a Wednesday night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it frustrates me as well.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. So you're I'm going to make you the general manager of Free Talk Live right now. I've just turned you into the general manager. Now you have you have a host who has used the N-word on Twitter recently. You know that there have been a myriad of talk show hosts who have lost their jobs forever and ever for using the N-word. Sometimes not even on the air. You know that Anthony. Thank you. Anthony Cumia of Opie and Anthony was, lost his job, not even on the radio, on satellite, private satellite subscription for just, some people assuming that when he said savages, that he was referring to black people. And your host doesn't want to apologize for it. He won't apologize for using the word. What do you do?
Stand by, Sean. We'll let you answer that question coming up. 855-450-FREE. What would you do in that circumstance? 855-450-3733. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection, layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We got time for you. If you dial right now, 855-450-FREE is our toll free number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight in studio, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Check out Derek J. on his website, thederekj.com. And if you haven't seen it yet, you can watch his movie, Victimless Crime Spree, which I believe you linked to from thederekj.com.
Yay!
So go check that out. We've got Sean. He's on the line in Nevada. Said he's a listener of the program, loves Free Talk Live, and really liked it when we had Chris Cantwell on. I don't think that's a slight against you, Derek J. Just that
I didn't take it that way.
Right. Cantwell was normally on Wednesday nights, and now you're here tonight. And, Mark, you had asked Sean the question, if he were the general manager of Free Talk Live, and the situation with Cantwell happened, and just to recap for listeners just tuning in, Chris Cantwell is a relatively controversial personality. Lots of people don't like his sort of rough personality. He's marketed himself as an a-hole in the past, although he changed that recently. He no longer calls himself the anarchist atheist a-hole. He now calls himself anarchist atheist abolitionist. And as far as I'm concerned, I feel like we've had a positive effect on him in that way, because he changed his tagline after having lived in Keene for a year and having some interesting experiences. So all that aside, he did do something a-holy on Twitter, and he called somebody the N-word. He, I don't believe, is a racist. I don't believe that about him. I think that in this case he was just being low. You know, he was scraping the bottom of the barrel. He was going for the lowest common denominator and, you know, hitting as low a blow as possible against this person. But all that said, what do you do if you're the general manager? Sean, go ahead.
Well, and he won't apologize. The comparison that you guys gave of being, you know, like, Iman's got taken off and Opie and Those guys did that stuff on the air representing their show.
Not Anthony.
Anthony Cumia did it on his private Twitter account.
No Twitter account is private. It's all open.
Okay, I'm saying his Twitter account. I'm not saying that his that Twitter account is private, but it wasn't a Twitter account for the satellite system.
He got pulled off of satellite radio, which, you know, announces itself as this uncensored venue for talk content and music content. He was pulled from Sirius Satellite Radio because of what he said on Twitter.
Yeah, and I mean, and I just also don't find the comparison to be that close because you guys are the controversial radio show. You guys do talk and take on the controversial views. You've never.
Opie and Anthony is very controversial.
Well, you're not playing my game here, right? Like, as the general manager, you're just going to go ahead and let a guy without a suspension at all. You're just going to let him get back on the air and after having used the N-word on his Twitter account. Is that right?
Well, you know something, if I have not gotten to the point where you guys are giving him a temporary suspension or something like that, that's different. I heard indefinite suspension, and I thought
he's suspended indefinitely.
It's indefinite. He's got to apologize.
That was a much bigger loss to the show than any single worst use of any word on earth could ever be. Your guys' show.
Sure, I understand how you feel about that, but I don't think you're taking everything into account here. So you've yet to really say what you'll do as the general manager, but once the phones, you know, even if you are on the of the mind of, well, I'm going to stand behind my staff because, you know, that's who they are and they should be able to be free speech, blah, blah, blah. Well, happens when the advertisers start calling you up and asking you what you're going to do about this?
I mean,
You tell them to go pound sand?
Stand behind your staff because
you can only stand behind your staff as long as you're cutting them paychecks at the end of the week.
But you're not cutting him a paycheck, guys.
But I'm cutting Ian a paycheck.
Well,
do you want Free Talk Live to go away? Because that's really what you're saying here.
That's certainly not my point, but I mean,
we were putting you into the position of being a general manager and generally at a radio station, and then you kind of changed it into this radio station scene, and we're talking about advertisers. So when you're working at a radio station as a general manager, you're generally paying your staff. And it's great to say you want to stand behind your staff, but if your advertisers take off, then you can't pay your staff anymore. So how does that help your staff?
I mean, I see what you're saying, but as long as you guys take your stance, I think that you will be respected for the point that you guys are and what
by
you've
whom?
Been.
That's okay. Great. We've got Sean's respect in Nevada.
Your advertisers have respected your controversial views and the point that you corner Maggie Hassan and do stuff like that.
Most of our advertisers don't know anything about that.
Yeah, most advertisers are just
so
on
much
Free Talk
about
Live.
Chris Cantwell using one word one time. You know
they would
mean?
Find out about it.
Right, when some organization
I'm
like
not
Media
they
Matters.
Wouldn't find out, but I'm not saying they would find out either. You know what
well,
I mean?
I don't know. That's the best point that's been made here so far. If it's possible this would have just kind of slid under the rug and it wouldn't have been any big deal, right? That's certainly possible.
Like
but some
organization.
No, sir. The fact is that half of people didn't even know Don Imus was on the air until this nappy-headed hose thing got picked up by Media Matters, and they ran that ball all the way into the end zone. If some liberal organization finds out that one of your hosts has used the N-word on Twitter, it's a big deal. All your advertisers are gone. Three-quarters of your stations are gone. It's over.
So what would you do as the general manager?
I mean, I guess I would play it until it came to a head. It's more where I would go with it. And
you'd play damage control after you already lose an advertiser or two, basically.
I would play damage control later and see what
you can't really say you're sorry. Then you can't say. I mean, at that point, you know,
you've
when
been
you,
busted.
you can say that you gave a temporary suspension.
But you'd be lying because you didn't say you were going to do that.
It's only a temporary suspension.
I said I would certainly agree to a temporary suspension. I didn't like the idea of indefinite suspension.
Okay, a temporary suspension is only a value if you have the host say something like, you know, I'm really sorry I used that word. I should have thought of
I should have thought more differently.
I could have said something else, you know, like those kind of things. He's not willing to do that. And that's the position you're in as the general manager right now is you've got, a temporary suspension's fine, but you've got a host that's, you know, not going to apologize, is going to get back on the air.
Like
some black caller's going to call in and say, what's that?
Well, I feel that bringing it back on and doing the whole apology thing brings it back to the forefront. Now you're bringing it back up to be remembered and to be noticed by more people. let him be suspended, let him go for a month.
But if he's not sorry, then he could do it again, right?
Tens of thousands of listeners, one of them's going to be black, and one of them's going to say, hey, I'd like to talk to Christopher Cantwell about using the N-word on his Twitter. And then he goes, boom, Cantwell goes, you know, N-bomb on him, and then we're, you know, back in the same problem, because he didn't apologize, and he wouldn't say that using the word was, you know, inappropriate.
Are there other words that are like the N-word that you really are forbidden to use?
I mean, I think the C-word holds a lot of power still these days.
The C-word's pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
the C word can't be used on the air. That's for sure.
Well,
but
even not so. Like, I mean, I have a roommate. We used to call her a worthless C word all the time because one of our friends that never cusses, he's a Buddhist, called her that one day completely randomly. So we used to give him a hard time and call her that, and she loved it because we call her that in Walmart, and you get these great looks from people just for using the word. It was awesome. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Just to light people on fire. But, you know, it's fun just to screw with people sometimes.
Yep.
But, it seems interesting to me that this is the discussion happening around.
I don't like to put that much power
radio.
In words, you know. I just don't.
I hear you.
Right.
I don't want it either.
Allowing that to be such a huge strength that you're gonna.
Yeah. No, I understand your frustration,
so
but it is what it is. Derek J, what were you trying to say there?
Yeah, that this is just a unique kind of conversation that could really only happen now on radio because
happened on satellite.
Well, no, I mean in this format, this talk. Show format is it's so bizarre that I can't think of other words that are like this where if you say them, that's it, game's over, you know,
yep.
Throw in the towel, you have to keep a distance from this show forever and ever.
Well, no, it was a timeout, here's your pencil, write an apology.
Okay,
right?
I get that, but
he
write
called
an apology.
The next day, by the way, he's not banned from being on Free
yep.
Talk Live as a caller, but he's just not a co-host at
I
this
get
time.
It, but the way Mark has framed it is, it's not wrong because it hurt somebody's feelings, it's wrong because it might upset advertisers.
Well, no,
and
it's I think
societal
it's
societal pressure, right? I mean, that's what
societal
it,
pressure
what it really
yeah.
ends up comes down to, right?
Yeah. I don't like that word personally.
Advertising
I don't.
Or,
yeah, I don't like that word personally, and I don't like the idea of you know standing behind someone
either,
saying that word.
I'm not,
right.
I am
none
no
of us are defending it.
The action that he did, I
right.
think it was completely ignorant on his behalf. It downgrades the. A little bit of my view of him, but I think
unfortunately
that what
he is not willing to agree with that statement, and he is not willing, at least of the last conversation I had with him, and we received an email from him today on this topic, that he is not willing to eat any crow. He's willing to apologize for inconveniencing us and has said that he would think twice about saying it in the future, which I consider to be pretty good for Chris Cantwell.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree.
And, like, for me, that would be enough, but Mark saying that's not enough for him. But, you know, I do understand where Mark's coming from. Maybe we'll see how it all shakes out.
I mean, you build your whole career on something like this and have something that slight ruin a career, basically, and how much of your life you've
yeah,
put into
as of
it.
Right
it
now, I think,
I'm not
the thing
that action either.
Yeah, I think what Chris isn't seeing, and thanks for the call, Sean, I think what Chris isn't seeing here is he's taken short-term gain in favor over long-term. And, you know, we've all gained out of this, okay? Free Talk Live actually has an extra amplifier. We didn't lose any amplifiers over this. We have an extra amplifier, so dollars-wise, we're doing better. Cantwell says he's got more listeners now than previously, so he's
yeah,
doing better.
There's a synergy.
But I think he would have done better had he stuck with Free Talk Live in the long run. That's just my opinion. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com and thederekj.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.